The Lord put on my heart to speak a little bit about walking, or just maybe steps today. And he brought to my heart this little verse in Proverbs. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Isn't that true? You know, I don't know about you. I think we all, to some degree, have a tendency to make plans. Oh, we can get caught up in making a lot of plans, can't we? And, you know, making plans is not necessarily a bad thing. You know, it's sometimes necessary to make plans. We can set personal goals and objectives, and we might have career ambitions or visions for our children, plans, and so on. And I remember years ago, I heard the saying, and maybe you've heard it too, that to have a successful life, you need to make specific plans, okay? And then I heard this one commentator say, you know, people don't plan to fail, they just fail to plan. You know, and there's some truth in that, I guess, but and making plans in and of ourselves can have great benefits. They can. They can have wonderful rewards and outcomes. And not just for ourselves, but for the people around us, for your family, for your children. And plans can have a long-lasting impact on those around you, the plans that you make and the plans you desire. My dad, you know, he was kind of a bit of a planner. And every time he had an opportunity to advance his career, when he was offered something and he'd come home and tell my mom, you know, we're moving to Memphis. And she didn't like that very much. But Margaret, it'll be good for us in the long run. When I was working, I learned to become a planner. You know, I even had a calendar, a big thick thing. It was called a day planner. Back then, Franklin Covey day planners, you know, now you've got them all on your phone, you know. And I was taught things like how to plan for meetings and plan for dates and appointments and to set, you know, goals and all these things and to manage your time. You took time management classes and things of that nature. I also, therefore, became a list person. You know, I start to create my lists, you know, boom, boom, boom. All these things, and I'd prioritize the list and everything on the list, and then those would shuffle and things. But in business, that was a way you got more done. But years ago, I learned something of value, great value, actually, that the Lord showed me, that sometimes the plans that I would make were not aligning with His plans for me. Okay, I was kind of going off on my direction, and sometimes God would say, you know, I need you to come back over here, son. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord. Think of what your life was like before you got saved, okay? And compare that old life to the new life that you have now in Christ. And how the plans that you had then, they don't look anything like the plans that God has for you, do they? And how did that come to happen? By God's grace, you know? Did that change happen because you planned it to happen? No. God did. He did it for your good. He did it for my good. See, the Lord has taught me, and I pray that He continues to teach me, that my plans must align with the plans that He has for me. I've learned that His ways are higher than my ways. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. I must continually seek His wisdom, His will, and His plans for me. His plans for me. And it's a beautiful thing because it takes all the work out of it, you know. I don't really have to think about it. I just, like we were saying, I just want to walk in the light. And I was thinking about, you know, in Scripture, you know, all through Scripture, how many people God took out of their plan for their lives, put them into his plan. I mean, just a couple of examples. You know, what about Joseph? You know, here's Joseph. He's a favored son. His father loved him, gave him a coat of many colors. He had the gift of dreams. But he went from an envied brother that was thrown into a pit to die to Pharaoh's first in command, and to become actually the savior of not just his family, but an entire nation. I thought, well, did Joseph plan that? No. How about Job? Now, Job was, as God called him, a perfect and upright man. Took him from a position of great honor. People, he was revered by people. He had great wealth. What happened to Job? God allowed total devastation to overtake him. But guess what? God restored him. And out of the book of Job, what do we have? Look at all the millions and hundreds of millions, maybe billions of people that have read that story of Job. See, God had a plan in that. How about Jonah? Yeah. That reluctant runaway. I call him the reluctant runaway. But he became a savior of an entire city. God had a plan for Jonah. How about David? He was the runt of the litter. Oh, you don't want. I've got one more son, but you don't want him. Did David ever see his outcome? But no, he trusted God. You know, you're not going to, that uncircumcised Philistine is not going to defile my God. And he took him from that little lowly shepherd boy, maybe 15 roughly, to be the king. It wasn't David's plan, but that was God's plan for David. And you go on and on. How about the apostles? They were unlearned fishermen and tax collectors and uneducated and on. But they were called to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And how about Saul? Saul had a plan. A Pharisee set out to persecute and kill Christians. But God had a plan for him. God had a great plan for him. So you can name a lot of other people in the Bible and see that God's plan for each of them was not what they had planned for themselves. A lot of times they never saw it coming, but God did. God used them to magnify himself and to provide us with the living testimonies of God's grace and his glory and his mercy in our lives. He used those people. See, he had plans for them. Some of the other scriptures that I had thought of when I was thinking about this morning was Jeremiah 10:23, which reads, O Lord, I know the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in a man that walketh to direct his steps. Psalm 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Not the man's way, but in God's way. Psalm 85:13, righteousness shall go before him and shall set us in the way of his steps. And Psalm 119:133, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. God has great plans for each and every one of us. He does. You can't deny it. I mean, you want to run away from it like Jonah? I don't. I don't think you do either. See, he's got great plans for us. I was thinking about the people that spoke yesterday. Did they go to a seminary or a Bible college or anything? See, God had a plan for them. But who are the benefactors of the plan? Them, yes, and their families, but all of us are the benefactors. Praise God. But the greatest plan of all is God's plan for you to marry his son, Jesus. You talk about a plan. That's the A plan. Well, it's been a precious weekend, and Again, I always close by saying, may he come today.